Phone Boy Speaks, Episode 48, BlackBerry is No Apple. So one of the ads that caught my eye during the Super Bowl yesterday was for the BlackBerry Z10, and I did not read any of the tech douchebag blogs. Well, maybe I read one, but I didn't read anything on there that even really suggested what it did. And so the only impression I really have is this advertisement I saw in the Super Bowl, and they showed, you know, theoretically, some of the things that the phone can't do because that list would be shorter. And there's a series of improbable things that happen to this guy as a result of using this phone, which I guess if you think about it, it implies that the phone can do a lot. But it really doesn't tell you what it can do. It doesn't really tell me why I should go out and buy it and drop all of the investment I've made on iOS and Android. Okay, maybe more iOS and less Android, but why I'd want to change over to a BlackBerry. It's like, well, you should go check it out for yourself. Well, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I love BlackBerry as far as just providing it an alternative in the market. I was never really a BlackBerry fan in the sense that I never owned a BlackBerry. It's not that, so it's, I can't say that I hate them or anything, but it's just, I'm not sure why I should go get a BlackBerry because it's quote unquote so amazing. Well, sorry, that doesn't work for me. And I don't know that that kind of marketing will work for anybody else either, but, I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me why it's awesome. And there's probably some cool things it can do. And I have no doubt that BlackBerry did some innovative things. They certainly took their time bringing it out. And I know a couple of the people that were involved in developer relations and whatnot. And, you know, I assume they've put in their time and they're casually made over time. So, you know, I guess if you're going to make a launch of something, doing it over the Super Bowl is a good thing. I mean, heck, it worked for Apple and the Macintosh back in the day. So, you know, if you look at the 1984 ad that Apple put out during the Super Bowl, during 1984, that was, you know, you don't know why exactly you should go out and check it. So I guess it's the same kind of ad. So yeah, maybe I'm just whining about nothing and people will go out and see it. Who knows? But I think there's a huge investment in, you know, people have made, and, you know, maybe somebody's holding out and we'll go check it out. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen. And, you know, I wish BlackBerry the best of luck, but, I don't know, that seemed like kind of a risky product strategy. Well, as I say, maybe it worked for Apple, but hate to say it, BlackBerry, but you're not Apple. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.